Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education, director of Go Teach Global, and author of the book Men Alive.
Happy Thanksgiving. The American holiday of Thanksgiving traces its roots all the way back to 1621, when colonists held a harvest feast with local natives. In 1861, American President Abraham Lincoln declared an official Thanksgiving Day on the fourth Thursday of November. In Canada, our harvest season finishes earlier, so we celebrate Thanksgiving the second weekend in October. There's a challenging phrase found in Colossians 2:6-7 that says we are to overflow with thankfulness. When something overflows, it pours out of the edges. It goes freely, without restraint. It is usually unstoppable. The Apostle Paul indicates how this can happen. First, you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and follow His teachings. Verse 6 says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him." Then verse 7 says, "Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness." Being thankful is a sign of spiritual maturity. In its context, being thankful flows from living out your belief system as Christ taught. In Philippians 4:1, the Apostle Paul tells his listeners, "Stay true to the Lord. Help others settle disagreements. Be filled with joy. Rejoice. Be reasonable. Don't be anxious. Pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Then you will have His peace." Just telling someone to be thankful is not enough. Thankfulness comes from a close walk with Christ. Listen while Paul reads a story about thankfulness from Luke 17:11-19.
As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, He reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As He entered the village there, 10 men with leprosy stood at a distance crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking Him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you."
In Christ's day, leprosy was basically untreatable, and those disfigured with this contagious disease had to move away from family and live in isolation. Notice Jesus' response. He listened to their cry for help. He acknowledged their faith that He could heal them. He responded in grace with a command to go and show themselves to the priest. This act of showing themselves to the priest would then give them full acceptance into society, which would be a huge blessing from Jesus. Jesus knew this and expected a response of gratefulness that included giving thanks to God for the miracle. So with complete obedience, off they went. The Bible says, "And as they went to the priest, they were cleansed of their leprosy." Can you imagine their excitement? You can almost see them running full speed to show the priest they were healed. But wait. One man, a Samaritan, turns around and comes back to Jesus. Falling at Jesus' feet, he says, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you did." This man was overflowing with thankfulness. Let me ask the Christian men listening today, do you remember the day you became a follower of Jesus Christ? You did not have leprosy, but something called sin, S-I-N, selfish individualism, now, S-I-N. Your reputation was disfigured. Perhaps no one wanted to be near you because you were an angry, selfish, and mean person. And then one day you met Jesus. You asked Him to forgive you and redeem you and make you clean and fill you with His Holy Spirit, and He did. You became a new creature in Jesus Christ, clean, forgiven. Do you remember that day? Were you thankful? for sure. You were full of joy and peace and excitement. God had forgiven you and made you a new person. You were overflowing with thankfulness. Thankfulness is an attitude of gratitude. Thankfulness leads to contentment. I heard you say, Pablo, it's not joy that makes us grateful, it is gratitude that makes us joyful. If you lack joy, begin to give thanks.
I think Jesus was sad when only one healed leper said thank you. Jesus knew that gratefulness revealed a lot about a person's character and spiritual condition. That one leper who returned to say thanks was so excited about his healing, he probably told as many people in the crowd as possible what Jesus had done for him.
Thanks is giving appreciation for blessings received by the mercy and power of God Himself. Thanks is not a natural response. You cannot force someone to be thankful. There's a huge difference between being thankful and giving thanks. Being thankful is at best a comparative evaluation that leads to the acceptance of an otherwise awkward or difficult situation. Giving thanks is the personal submission to God's plans being worked out by faith in our lives. Paul, you enjoy telling a story about this. Would you share it with us?
There was a tribal king who had a close friend. His friend responded to every situation with the same comment, "This is good." The king loved his friend's positive outlook and took him with him everywhere he went. One day, the king and his friend were out on a hunting expedition. As the king fired his gun at a pheasant that flew up out of the grass, the rifle backfired and blew off his right thumb. Looking at the king's bleeding hand, his friend, as usual, remarked, "This is good." The king was angry. "No, this is not good," he said, and proceeded to send his friend to prison for his insensitivity. About a year later, the king was hunting all alone, and cannibals captured him. When preparing him for supper, they noticed that he was missing a thumb on his right hand. Cannibals are superstitious and never eat anything that isn't perfect, so they released the king. While walking home, he kept staring at his right hand without a thumb. "This is good," he said out loud, so he went immediately to the jail to speak with his friend. "I'm very sorry for sending you to jail," said the king. "It was bad for me to do this." "No," his friend replied as usual, "this is good." "My jail is good?" asked the king. "Well," replied his friend, "if I'd not been here in jail, I would have been out there with you." You are listening to Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham. Request your PDF copy of Overflowing Thanksgiving at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. We invite you to visit our website at goteachglobal.com. There you will find lots of teaching topics by Dr. Jim and learn what the purpose and ministry of Go Teach Global is all about.
One of the Bible's most challenging verses for me is 1 Thessalonians 5:18. "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." I must confess, years ago, in one job, I was terminated without cause and in lieu of notice received a severance package. My immediate response was not, "Oh, this is good," but it proved to be good. I learned a lesson about forgiveness that is described in our SSTS book in over 48 languages. When I sought public office years later in a by-election to become a member of the Canadian federal government, I was defeated by a narrow margin. My immediate response was not, "This is good," but it was. Both incidents were a humbling experience that made me take an inward look at my character, my abilities, and where to use my gifts. It's a hard lesson to learn to give thanks in everything, but I'm learning how to be thankful. On this Canadian Thanksgiving weekend, let me suggest six categories for which we can thank God. 1, material items, food, clothing, shelter, which God promised in Matthew 6:33. He said, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." The main thing that gets added to this attitude of gratitude is contentment. Paul told his disciple Timothy, "If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content," 1 Timothy 6:8. 2, conditional things, sunshine, health, the things we enjoy for the moment, They may change or be taken away, but we thank God for them while we have them. Number three, people who help us. Government officials, doctors, teachers who make our life more comfortable and safer. We are commended to pray for those in authority with thanksgiving. Scripture says, first of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. 1 Timothy 2:1-2. Have you thanked God for our Prime Minister and our President today? Number four, people we love. Family, neighbors, church members. God gifted them to be part of our life on earth. It helps to keep a journal entry of their names and write specifically, what are you thankful for about each person? Number five, internal intangibles. We thank God for the ability to read, to write, to remember. They are gifts from God, the ability to hear, to see, to taste, to touch. Those are all gifts that we have, internal intangibles. And then number six are the external realities. Our salvation is a gift, and the gift of the Holy Spirit is a gift for which we give thanks.
Wait, Jim, how can someone give overflowing thankfulness for an abusive father, a drug-abusing son, a murderous dictator, or a garbage man who smashes their garbage can?
Thankfulness overflows from our walk with Christ. When we recognize what a supreme price Christ paid for our salvation, we are so committed to thanking Him for everything, we soon find ourselves overflowing with gratitude, despite the circumstances surrounding us. Pablo, you and I have visited Christian families in some countries who had very little material goods for which to be thankful, but they would welcome us with a simple cup of tea and a time of prayer.
I remember when we visited Pastor Alan Yuan in his home in China after he was released from 21 years and 8 months of prison. How he was able to thank God for that time in prison. His sincere answer was, compared to what Christ suffered on the cross for me, it was nothing.
Friends, Paul and I are both thankful for being alive after surviving heart attacks during 2021. We pray you will have an opportunity to express your thanksgiving to God as we make every day a day of overflowing thanksgiving.
There you have it, men. Request your copy of Overflowing Thanksgiving at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Men Alive is a production of Go Teach Global. Visit our website at goteachglobal.com. Until next time, I'm Paul Estabrooks on behalf of Dr. Jim Cunningham, wishing you an overflowing Thanksgiving as you become transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.